We are here today with Janne Salminen from Europlan Yacht Interiors. Good morning, Janne.
Hey, good morning.
Tell me, what is your role at the company?
I'm the commercial director, so I mostly do sales and marketing and business development, but I also oversee the project when it starts as a project director, close to it at least, so I'm not going to leave the project just because it starts.
We will be focused more on the sustainable materials today.
Yeah.
So I'd love to ask you, what emerging sustainable materials are you currently working with, or if you're testing some?
Sustainability is a very broad aspect, and material is one of them. It's the manufacturing of them, how much waste is coming afterwards from them, how you design them, and the sizes and weights, etc. So it's much broader. And we already gone from, so to say, that we are not developing new materials, but we are developing much more in the sense of not having waste and prefabrication and lightweight as much as possible. Implementation of the material selected, because we can't always select the materials, that's maybe closer to what we're working on.
Could you give us maybe some examples of your most commonly used sustainable materials that you use on your projects?
Aluminum is by far the one that we use mostly, and that's also, I think, the recyclability over the world is 97% or something like this. That is much more. And then using it for support material, etc., doing our own profiles for our wet units, so using it as much as possible for the life cycles or whatever. Something is being torn down or something like this, even if it's 10 years or 20 years, it will be recyclable at the same time.
How do you future-proof your designs?
We engineer everything in 3D, and we also share that model with the owner or the client, and the client can have it. So the future-proofing is more that they can take that drawing and may produce a new one quite easily or modify whatever is existing. So the drawings won't go anywhere. And it's also when you have the full model at your disposal, you can do a refit, planning of a refit much more in detail.
Let's talk a little bit about waste management. How do you recycle the wasted materials, or are there any particular examples that you'd like to share with us, how the leftover material can be reused?
Yeah, of course we have aluminum and steel and sort out in our factory. But I think the bigger part is that you optimize the size, what you buy and what you cut and how it's engineered. So you already reduce before you even, so to say, start. And that is one best way to go start with.
So we are talking about precision manufacturing, precision engineering in order to try to waste as little as you
exactly. So you will already reduce before you recycle. So then nothing goes into the loop of recycling and driving around with the material, etc. So then that's, exactly.
Thank you for the interview.